Hello, folks. My name is Anand Subbaraj. I'm a principal program manager in the Azure Data Factory team. And in this session, I'm going to talk about Azure Data Factory and provide a demo of how you can create your data integration pipelines using Azure Data Factory. Azure Data Factory is one of the core components of the Cortana Analytics Suite, and we'll look into how this fits into the Cortana Analytics Suite, how it helps integration, and also look into a nice demo. I have been in the data integration space for about last 5 to 7 years. And during this time, I had great opportunities to talk with a bunch of customers and partners. And over the years, I have seen the data integration, the data analytics space evolve into what its current form is. And just to look at the evolution, if I look at this particular diagram that you see here, this is what was the data integration approach a few years back. There were a bunch of sources, and the goal of the organization was to extract, transform, load these sources into the enterprise data warehousing. And the goal of ETL was to get the data into a shape that conforms to the EDW schema. And once the data was in EDW, the goal was to make this available for consumption, either in BI tools or dashboards or apps. Then this happened. What you see at the bottom, there was this growth of big data, and big data with its characteristics of volume, velocity, and variety. And it's not just the big data, but also with Internet of Things, the number of data sources grew tremendously, and also the volume of the data. And with this, the pattern of data integration changed a bit. It moved from doing extract, transform, load into what the industry calls as extract, load, and then perform transformation. And with just this, it's not just about this pattern, but also the way the data was stored and the data was consumed. And this kind of led to the Hadoop ecosystem and the way the data was stored in cheap storage and also leverage compute environment closer to the store to perform transformation, refinement on demand. With this pattern and the change, the way it worked, the data integrators needs to work with a bunch of new tools and bunch of new patterns. And it kind of led to the challenges of the way the data integrators could work with these set of tools. And this is the core capability, this is the core benefits that Azure Data Factory provides. Azure Data Factory provides a bunch of tools and a set of capabilities that allows data integrators to deal with modern data integration workflows. Now, in this slide, what you see are the ways in which organizations are kind of dealing with data. And these are some new ways in which organizations are able to deal with data and be able to get more value out of data. And if you look into these examples, you can see sales and marketing, finance and risk, customer and channel, operational excellence are some of the areas where organizations are able to leverage the data in new ways than before. I'm not going to look into each one of these, but what I wanted to do today in this session was to look into one of these use cases, which is predict customer churn. This is a classic example of leveraging data and be able to use that data to provide the best experience to the customers. And a lot of organizations are doing this today, be it a telco or other customers, and even we have seen universities are leveraging this same pattern to kind of figure out students who are at risk of dropouts. So the same pattern applies to telecommunications, applies to retail, applies to even universities, where they are able to leverage the data, leverage the insights produced from this data in new ways. So what is Azure Data Factory? As I said, this is a new service, relatively new. It's in GA for about last 8 months, and it is part of the Cortana Analytics Suite, and it provides the capabilities, the set of tools for organizations to orchestrate, monitor, and schedule big data pipelines. And it also allows organizations to kind of compose data stores, compute environments into these data flows or pipelines. It also allows organizations to perform automatic infrastructure management. And there are a couple of interesting things here. One is that today, one of the common pain points of customers is that they need to kind of manage their infrastructure on their own, be it the Hadoop environment, the Hadoop clusters on premises or in the cloud. There is a lot of infrastructure that needs to be managed by customers. At this point in time, we are making it super simple for customers to manage an Hadoop environment in the cloud. Customers just provide us the configuration. We go create the clusters on demand, making it super easy for manage and monitoring those clusters. The other thing is we have a data movement as a service that is available in a global footprint. And this service is leveraged for doing data movement from a source to a destination. We currently have a bunch of data sources that we support out of the box. We have about 20 plus data sources that we support today. And over the course of time, we plan to add many more data stores, be it on-premises, in the cloud, or SaaS sources. We also provide a single pane of glass that can be leveraged to monitor and manage the network of data flows. And we'll see that more in a demos. And the single pane of glass is one of the most important benefits of Azure Data Factory. It provides this nice experience that can be leveraged to see the entire data flow in one place that can be managed, monitored in an efficient manner. Now, I was mentioning that Azure Data Factory is one of the core components of the Cortana Analytics Suite. And with Cortana Analytics Suite, the goal is to provide an end-to-end integrated platform that can allow organizations to transform data into intelligent action. What we have seen is that organizations, they are using data, or they're storing data, they're collecting data because they want to drive actions and decisions. Data on its own is not very useful, but you want to use that data, gain insights, and transform businesses. And doing that is pretty hard. It's very challenging, requires a lot of tools, technologies, and platform. With Cortana Analytics Suite, our goal is to provide this end-to-end platform that can be leveraged for transforming data into intelligent action. And Azure Data Factory is one of the most critical components in this end-to-end infrastructure that we provide. And Azure Data Factory allows organizations to compose a bunch of these data stores and compute environments for creating big data batch processing pipelines. I'm not going to go into details of each one of these. There are other sessions that you'd see which talks in details about the Cortana Analytics Suite. Now, moving forward, what I want to do now is look into a demo. And this demo is going to be about analyzing customer churn. As I mentioned before, this is a very interesting use case leveraged by telecommunication companies, retail companies, and also universities and schools who want to figure out customers or users or even students who are likely to drop out based on certain parameters, certain properties, certain characteristics. So what I'm going to do now is showcase this particular example, take this example, and walk through in a demo. In this case, what I'll do probably is take this telecommunication scenario, this use case, and what we usually see in telecommunication use cases is that there is this raw data, the call data record, that is produced when somebody is talking in mobile. And this call data record, as you see here, contains lots of interesting information about the call, be it the duration, how long the call happened, and information about where it was done, and all these characteristics about the calls. And then organizations like telecommunication companies, they also store the dimensions or the customer data on premises. And what you see here on top, this is the fact data, which is essentially the raw material for the analytics. And then these are the dimensions, and these dimensions are the customer information, like the last name, first name, country, age, et cetera. And there are usually lots of other parameters. Now, you want to join, aggregate, transform, process these data to produce what looks like this. This contains the first name, last name, and whether this particular user or customer is at risk of churning. And this is something that sales business, and the decision makers, they look into it from a day-to-day basis so that they can form actions based on this information. And they can stay ahead of the game. And they also kind of formulate actions targeted to the customers. They want to do personalized marketing campaigns and also some of these actions tailored to the customer needs. Now, the finished goods in some cases can be like this, wherein it's a table that shows the first name, last name of the customer and whether they're at risk of churn. It can also be a report that looks like this. Now, to look into more details about this particular example and to get into depth of this particular scenario, in the telecommunication case, you have the call log files, which is the CDR data. I mentioned this is the FAQ data that comes in from the call towers. And then you have the customer table, which is produced on-premises and managed on-premises in an on-prem EDW. The goal is to collect all of these data into some cheap storage. In this case, we are using Azure Blob Storage as that cheap storage to kind of store the call data records and also the customer tables that are collected from on-premises. Now, once we have the data, we want to perform a bunch of analysis on this data. We want to transform, process, analyze, and even perform predictions on top of this data to identify the customers that are likely to churn. Now, once we have the customers, once we have identified the customers who are likely to churn, we want to kind of publish them to relational stores and also publish them to applications that can consume that data in interesting ways and able to visualize the data. Now, once the data gets published into relational stores, we can also use BI tools like Power BI, Tableau, ClickView, etc., to visualize on top of this data. And the way Azure Data Factory helps is to kind of model this entire data flow into what we call as pipeline. And you'd hear me talk a lot about pipelines and data sets and all of these terms. So there are four different concepts or four important concepts of Azure Data Factory. The first concept is this notion of data set. And a data set is a logical view of data that's on the disk. In this case, we have some data that's sitting in an on-premises SQL Server and also in Azure Blob Store, so we create corresponding data sets for this data. We have this notion of activity. Activity are processing steps that perform some kind of transformation processing on the data. And we also have this notion of pipelines, and a pipeline, think of this, is a sequence of activities in a logical group, and a pipeline is the logical container for deployment. And there is also this notion of linked services, and think of linked services as a set of connection information that you register with Azure Data Factory. Data sets, they are located on linked services of type data stores, and activities execute in compute link services. And this is the way to relate it. Data sets are located in data stores. Data stores are registered as link services. Activities execute on compute environments, which are also registered as link services in Azure Data Factory. And then if you see here, you have data sources. You ingest them, transform and analyze, and publish them. And Azure Data Factory helps you accomplish all of these data steps in a logical way, in a repeatable way, and in a way that you can monitor, manage proactively and efficiently. So what I'm going to now do is take this particular scenario and in the next 5-10 minutes, go and build this one and show that live in this particular demo. So if I have to lay down this specific example that you saw here, this specific workflow in Azure Data Factory, it looks something like this. This is the monitoring view I mentioned about the single pane of glass. So this is that single pane of glass diagram view of the various pipelines on the customer churn data factory. So you have at the bottom data that's on premises. We want to process this data. And once the data is processed, we move that data into the cloud. And then there is cloud-borne data. This is the call data record itself, the fact data that's cloud-borne. The fact data is partitioned, and then it is aggregated, prepared, performed bunch of predictions, and then the predicted customer churn is copied into Azure SQL for various different ways in which it could be visualized and consumed. So I'm not going to show this entire thing, but what I thought would be useful if I take bits and pieces of this one and show that live in this particular demo. So what I'm going to do is take some aspects of this particular data factory, some pipelines, and I'm going to create them, deploy them in the next few minutes. So first, what we are going to do is I have a bunch of customer information, the customer data itself, in an on-premises SQL server. And I'm going to copy that to Azure Blob Store as the first step. So let me navigate you to a data factory that I've created for this demo. And this data factory is called Customer Churn Build. Now, for those who are not familiar with this interface, this is the latest and greatest Azure portal. You can see Data Factory if you click on New and click on Data Analytics. Data Factory is here. You can click on this to create a new Data Factory. And Data Factory is currently available in two regions, West US and North Europe. And when I say Data Factory, think of this as the container. Data Factory in itself is neither a data store nor a processing environment. This is a logical container that performs orchestration, command and control, monitoring and management. Data Factory can process data where the data is, and it can also kind of orchestrate computes like HD Insight, Azure Machine Learning, and also Data Factory has this globally deployed data movement service, and this data movement service is currently available in a lot of other regions that allows organizations to copy data being closer to where the data is. So Data Factory in itself is neither a data store nor a processing environment. So here I can provide a name, and when I click Create, it's going to create this logical container. I'm not going to do that. I already have the container created. So I'm going to leverage this particular data factory for the demo. Now, we have released this new capability in Azure Data Factory last week. It's right hot, released last week, which is this copy wizard. The goal of this copy wizard is to make copy from a source to a destination in a very interactive, intuitive, and seamless manner. Once this comes up, you'd see that this is a four-step wizard. You have this property here. You provide the name of the pipeline. I'm going to call this as copy on-prem pipeline. And we provide these two options. One is running this now, running this only once. And another is running this pipeline repeatedly on a schedule. In this case, I'm going to run this on a schedule. And I'm going to run this on a daily recurring pattern. And this is similar to your Outlook scheduling meeting style, right? Like you schedule meetings, you say what is the recurrence pattern, how often it needs to happen, and all of that. Now, the start time, I'm going to leave the defaults here and click Next. At this point in time, I see all the data stores that we have enabled in this particular experience. Azure Data Factory today supports 20 plus data sources, but here, currently, we are only supporting these many as part of the first milestone. We are going to add the rest of the data stores over time in upcoming weeks. So in this case, what I'm going to do is pick an existing link service because I have already registered the on-premises SQL server that I'm going to connect here. And this is my on-premises environment. If I click on this, this is my on-premises environment. And you see this is my SQL server. And my SQL server has customer info. And my goal here is to kind of upload this information into Azure Blob Storage. Now, I'm going to pick this guy. Go next, it's listing all the tables from MySQL. And here I click on this customer info table that I want to pick. And I see a preview of this table. I can also look at the schema to see the schema and the types of this particular table that I have picked. And I can click next. I can also add additional filters on this particular table. In this case, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to go next. And my destination here is Azure Blob Storage. I'll pick this Azure Blob Storage. It's going to enumerate the list of all the Azure Storage accounts that are in my subscription. And this is, I have a bunch of storage accounts that are in this from my dev account, so you'd see a lot of these here. I'm going to pick the one that I have set for this particular demo. It's called Customer Churn Hybrid. In this case, I can browse into this data set just like Windows File Explorer. I'm going to do that. I'm going to pick a particular folder, and I'm going to select this guy. And then I can add additional file format settings like the file format itself, whether it's text format, Avro format. I can specify the column delimiters and all these information. I'm not going to change any of these. I'm going to leave these defaults and click Next. At this point in time, I can see the summary of this particular copy that I'm trying to set. And once I have reviewed that, I can go and deploy this. At this point in time, it's trying to create the link services, the activities, the pipelines, the data sets, and also deploy them. So within few minutes, literally within last 2 minutes, I was able to create this pipeline, and I was able to view the data, I was able to make some minor changes, and then deploy this pipeline as a whole. Now I'm not going to wait for this pipeline to be created and deployed, it's going to take a couple more minutes. I have already set up few pipelines here, so I'm going to go here. In my author and deploy experience, this is the JSON editor experience, and I can see all the pipelines that I have created. So this is the pipeline that we just deployed using this experience. And this pipeline is still deploying, but I can see that here. The next step that I want to do here is to process this data. So if I go back into my slide, what I did just now was set the pipeline to copy data from on-premises into Azure. The next step that I want to do is to process this data using Hive. And that's what I'm going to do right now. So I'm going to create a new pipeline. And here you can see the template of the pipeline. And I'm going to add an activity, the Hive activity. And I can see the template of a Hive activity here. Now I have the pipeline, the Hive activity, and I can go and update all these different parameters that you see, fill them in to create the pipeline and deploy. But I have done this earlier. I've just set this up before, so I'm just going to copy this guy and paste it here. Right here, you see the name of the pipeline, you see the name of the activity, you see the type of the activity, you see the link service. This is an HD Insight link service. And you see here, I have already set up my HD Insight link service to point to a cluster that I already created. I can also have an HD Insight cluster, which is of type on demand, in which case I do not need to have the cluster upfront. I can come here, provide the configurations of the cluster, and the cluster is going to be then created on the fly, and it allows me to kind of have the cluster only when it's needed. Like the cluster gets created, the job gets processed, and the cluster is torn down after the job is processed. And it works really good for scenarios wherein I want to have a pipeline that runs in a low frequency, meaning it's once a day or once a week. I do not need to have a cluster up and running all the time. That's a great feature. But here in this case, I already set up my cluster, and I'm leveraging this cluster. Now I'm going to go and deploy this pipeline. And there was an error, there was a spelling mistake here, identified that, and I deployed the pipeline. Okay, so what I have done here is that I have deployed a copy pipeline that copies data into Azure Blob Storage, and then I have deployed a pipeline with a Hive activity to process the data that's in Azure Blob Store. So now if I go into the monitoring experience, I can click on Monitor and Manage to see the single pane of glass to monitor and manage the entire workflow. Just going to come up. Okay, so I have this factory and I have these pipelines that I just deployed. You see this pipeline I just deployed, and this pipeline is kind of processing the data that's produced by the copy pipeline that I just deployed. Okay, so here the copy pipeline succeeded, and I see that it's already producing data. So this is what I did. I created a copy pipeline first, and then I processed the data with Hive. Now what I'm going to do is copy the processed data back to an Azure SQL so that I can leverage this data for driving insights and make that consumable for visualization. What I'm going to do is skip this step, which is actually invoking a machine learning experiment to predict the customer churn. And what I wanted to show you was how easy it can be done in Azure Data Factory. Now, I have my link services here. I can create a new compute link service, which is Azure ML, and I can provide the machine learning endpoint here and the API key. Once I do that and deploy, it kind of allows me to operationalize any data against this machine learning endpoint for batch scoring and performing predictions in an efficient manner and in a repeatable manner. And once that happens, I can use that data for very interesting use cases like the prediction of customer churn that you saw here. We can also use this for other prediction scenarios in retail, in finance, in some of other use cases and other domains. So now I have these pipelines in execution. I'm going to create another copy pipeline here. Okay, here I'm going to call this as copy to Azure SQL. I'm going to keep all the defaults. I'm going to pick my Azure Blob Storage. Maybe I'll pick an existing one here. And I'm going to pick the data folder. And I'm going to select this data. I'm going to see a preview of this data. And then I'm going to move this to an Azure SQL database. Do not see that here in the server name, so what I'm going to do is enter manually, and I'm going to pick the server that I've set up for the demo. I'm going to map from the source to destination, see the mappings, all look good, and I can go and deploy. At this point in time, this pipeline is getting created, it's going to get deployed, but I've already done this step before, and once the deployment happens, the copy starts, you'd see the data on the destination. Okay, so the data looks like this. You have the predicted list of customers that are likely to churn. And you see the predictions here, you see the ones with this code label as one, that means this customer is likely to churn, and you can also see the score probability. So in this way, you are able to process your customer data, join it with the call data record, process that, copy that, the resultant data into a data warehouse or a data mart for consumption in BI tools. So that's the demo we saw. We were able to copy data, process data, and copy the process data back to the data mart for visualization. In terms of roadmap, we have done it incrementally added a number of features in authoring, data movement, in terms of activities. We have the rich monitoring experience. We have an SDK that is available now for extensibility in limited preview, and we added a new region in North Europe. In the coming months, you'd see more features coming in authoring, data movement. We are going to add more data source. In terms of authoring, you'd see a full web-based modern authoring UX. And in terms of activities and monitoring, we'll make incremental changes in the next several weeks and months. Call to action. We have an extensive document in azure.com, Data Factory. There are a bunch of samples on GitHub. The customer churn solution that I showed now, that is available in Azure, in virtual labs. So you can go into MSDN virtual labs and you would be able to kind of access that. And you can create this entire solution in your own subscription. You can ask any questions or request features in MSDN forums. And also you can see bunch of case studies of customers and their patterns of leveraging Azure Data Factory successfully in production. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. My email alias is there. Thank you so much.